Unit 12. Education. Listening. 2. Listen to the tape and make notes under each heading in pairs.
Hi, Mike. How's the course? I guess it must be pretty different from school in America.
Yeah, Chongfan. It's certainly different.
I suppose the class size is bigger?
That's for sure. But the students in China are well-behaved and listen carefully, so it's not a problem. The biggest thing is that the teachers have a different approach in China. Here, the classes are a mixture of both student-centered learning and the more traditional teacher-centered learning.
In what way?
Well, some of my lessons are like in America. Mr. Dong asks a question or gives us a problem, then we talk about it and try to discover an answer ourselves.
That's student-centered learning, right?
Yeah. And the other lessons are quite different. More, well, formal. For example, in some classes, the teacher gives us the information and goes through the question step by step. Then we do a similar exercise by ourselves for homework.
How do you feel about that?
Actually, I like those lessons because I can make sure I really understand everything.
Yes, providing learners with a strong basis is one of the strengths of Chinese education. Now, tell me, how do you find the homework?
Oh, Zhangfeng, I find it rather difficult. I have much more homework than in the U.S., and my classmates are very hardworking and serious about their studies. I have to learn so much by the next lesson to keep up with them, and I'm not good at remembering things like Chinese students.
It'll be good for you, Mike. It will help you to organize your time and learn to discipline yourself.
You're right. I'm worried about the exams, though. You see, in America, we don't have any national exams at high school. The schools give grades based on our work during the course. You know, projects and essays and things like that.
Yes. In China, many students have to take the national exams. We have to study hard for them if we want a good job or to get into a good college.
You know, Xiaozhang, this is really interesting. Why don't we have lunch together and then we can talk some more?
Sure. I know a really good noodle restaurant.